Investigators have found the bulk of the wreckage from an Air France plane that crashed into the Atlantic 2 years ago. 228 people were on board when the plane fell from the sky on its way from Rio de Janeiro to Paris. The cause of the accident has never been determined, though investigators hope this latest discovery will provide some answers. Eleanor Beardsley has the latest.
Officials showed startling photos of the wreckage of Air France Flight 447 lying nearly 2.5 miles beneath the surface of the sea. Intact wheels from the landing gear, two engines, a silt-covered panel of the fuselage. But what was most surprising was what wasn't shown to reporters. About 50 apparently identifiable bodies were also filmed by the underwater cameras. French Transport Minister Nathalie Kosciusko-Morizet said work would begin immediately to bring the plane to the surface.
La phase de remontée de l'avion pourra être lancée d'ici 3 semaines.
In the next few weeks, we will begin the phase of bringing up the pieces of the plane and of the bodies we have seen. They will be brought to the surface and identified.
The Rio to Paris flight went down in stormy weather on June 1, 2009. The exact cause of the crash has never been determined, though malfunctioning airspeed sensors were thought to play a major role. Family organizations expressed great relief today, but some relatives of the victims have already voiced a desire to let their loved ones lie in peace on the ocean floor. Laurent Lamy, who lost his brother in the crash, says the news is unsettling.
Mon frère n'a pas été trouvé.
I just wasn't expecting someone to tell me that 2 years later, my brother might be brought out of the water. It's psychologically disturbing. I thought I had done my grieving, but now I don't think it's over yet.
This fourth search for the wreckage covered a huge area miles below the surface. The searchers combed the ocean floor using underwater vehicles that remained submerged for up to 20 hours, scanning a mountainous area known as the Mid-Ocean Ridge. The four searches cost around $38 million, paid for by Airbus and Air France. The French government will pay for the recovery of the bodies and the wreckage. Although much time and expense has been devoted to this investigation, aviation columnist Pierre Sparaco says the world's flight safety community cannot accept an unexplained accident.
Of course, when there is an accident, there are lessons to be learned. And if there is no lesson, simply because there is no conclusion, it's a nightmare for everyone.
Sparaco says this investigation has been particularly difficult because up till now there was little to go on, only limited wreckage and no radio traffic because the plane was out of range when it crashed. He says that's why finding the cockpit voice and data recorders, the so-called black boxes, is so important.
Pas encore. Nous savons où elles se trouvent sur le fuselage de l'avion.
The head of the French Aviation Accident Bureau, Jean-Paul Troadec, says they hope the black boxes are still attached to the fuselage and will be recovered with the wreckage. But even if they are brought up, says Troadec, it's not clear they'll provide any answers after 2 years on the ocean floor. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.